Hi, this is Ted Nguyen with the Orange County Transportation Authority doing audio boo for my iPhone in the heart of Santa Ana. I'm at an event hosted by Serena Daniels and the Latino Journalists Association of Southern California. I'm not sure if exactly that's the right title, but we're going to go with it right now. And I have with me one of my favorite food bloggers. Actually, you know, I'm going to just hands down favorite food bloggers in Southern California, if not the nation. It is Nancy Luna with Fast Food Maven. Nancy, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Ted.
And you and I kind of go way back. You covered transportation for the Orange County Transportation before you became famous as a food blogger. So tell me, what's been your experience like with blogging for food?
It's been fantastic. The best thing about blogging is the instantaneous connection with readers, instantaneous comments and feedback. Some of it not necessarily good, but it's like starting a conversation. I feel like I'm almost a moderator. I provide them information about restaurant openings, closures, new things on the menu, events such as the Orange County Street Fair. Coming up this weekend, and I love giving them my inside advice.
And I think, you know, during this economic recession, people are looking for great deals and great bargains for their family. So how has this recession helped you get out your message, and what's been the response like from the community members?
Well, I hate to say it, but the recession has been quite good for me in the sense that people are starving for deals, and not just fast food deals, but I like to call it cheap but chic dining. There's a lot of $10 entree deals at very fine dining restaurants, three-course meals for $20, and people gravitating towards those types of stories, and I try and dig them up and find them and put them up on the blog as fast as I can.
Well, we really appreciate your help in getting out the word about our event that we had last week for the Undercrossing in Orange for the depot. We had Ruby's serving up 1,000 sliders, and so we really appreciate your help and just sharing that information. Now, with Twitter and social media, what do you think about this craziness of new media and social media?
It's fanatical. It's mind-boggling. And sometimes you can spend so much time on Twitter clicking. The beauty of it, it's just 140 characters, so that it's not too much that you have to think about. A lot of it is what you call retweeting and connecting with people who like the same topics. So it's very good if you're niche-oriented and love transportation or food and you want to follow other people who love the same thing that you do.
Well, we're going to combine transportation with food. And I think you and I, in a couple weeks, are going to combine transportation and food. And so more details will follow. But I'm really excited about that. And what do you think the future holds for social media and journalists? Tonight we're here to talk about how to survive in this digital world, you know, among journalists.
Well, I created the Fast Food Maven to basically save my job. I created my blog 2 years ago to get on the forefront of what this online writing journalism, to get to improve my journalism and make sure that I am not falling behind in what audiences want. I mean, the new guys want to see everything online. They want to see blogs. They want things quick. They want things fast. And I'm just trying to catch up. And luckily, I've been successful with it.
Yeah, you really have been. And that's why Nancy is speaking tonight about the future and, you know, how journalists or people that want to be journalists can utilize these social media tools so that they can get ahead in their career.
And I'm lucky that I have a platform at ocregister.com that shows off my blog, and in some ways it gives me a little bit of an edge because I feel like I can add my journalistic training to be more authoritative than maybe some other food blogs out there, and I know people rely on me to give them the right information and not just to post rumors but to still do what I've been trained to do, and that's report the facts.
And I know that Nancy is very good at getting great sources and then also being, you know, factual, and so I really appreciate your help. And give us a taste of your blog post tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'm doing a preview of the Orange International Street Fair in Old Town Orange. It's an annual food and beer festival that happens every Labor Day weekend, and I happen to live in Old Town Orange, and I've been attending this festival for years, and I have some favorites on my blog that I'm letting my readers know about, and one of my favorite places, the first stop I will make will be Greek Street, which I will have